What up, Jacksonville Jaguar fans? A Raven has been sent. The Jags have to intercept that Raven named Lamar Jackson. I'll tell you about that and more here on today's edition of Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for joining me, Tony Wiggins, the host of Locked On Jaguars. Today, after the bye week, as we get back on track, the Jacksonville Jaguars will play the Baltimore Ravens here this week, and we're glad to be back in action. Glad to have you join us again and making us your first listen here on Locked On Jaguars, where it's your team every day. We thank you for making us your first listen, reminding you that we are free on all platforms wherever you get your podcast. Today's episode of Locked On Jaguars is presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. You can download the app or you can go to prizepicks.com. All right, so we got some things to discuss today, and I'll give them to you in order. You heard me say a Raven has been sent. That's my, anytime I get to make a Game of Thrones reference, I'm going to do it. But of course, the Ravens are coming here, and the number one Raven that has to be stopped is Lamar Jackson. So we'll discuss the challenge of that for Jacksonville. The other thing is in segment two, they're coming off of a bye. No matter what, who your opponent is, or no matter what they throw at you, you have to use that time to get healthy and then find out who you are as a football team. We took inventory of the team last week during our last week bye week, and I each and every day I went position by position. So what I'll do here is I'll tell you what the bye week means to certain people and how they have to play. And then in segment three, of course, we'll tie it all together, give you a little bit of a silver lining. Because the Ravens did not play very well yesterday, but kind of attach everything all together and get you ready for the game week, as well as tell you a little bit about the holiday schedule. So without further ado, you come off the bye week. If you're Jacksonville, you're trying to feel good about yourself, and you don't have a whole lot of time to really even think about that, because one of the most dynamic football players in the league at this time and even in NFL history is coming to Jacksonville. The biggest thing that I can tell you about this Lamar Jackson matchup Sunday is this. Even if the Ravens aren't playing well, this is why you have to know who you are. Even if they're not playing well, here's what's going to happen. They're always going to be in the game, because all it takes for you is to have a small mental lapse and a small window of opportunity for Lamar Jackson to do something that can change the game. That's why more than any other game they played, and I love Patrick Mahomes and all of those guys, but more than any other game that they play, you really, really have to make sure that what you do is you don't lose your concentration and you don't start feeling yourself if you have a little bit of success, and you don't get caught up in the fact that this game may be ugly and it might be close, and you can do everything humanly possible to contain Lamar Jackson and look like you're going to win, and then you blink an eye and he changes it just like that. That's the difference between, let's just say, him and a Patrick Mahomes at Kansas City, where you know how formidable they are. You know at any moment they can put the full court pressure on you like the Golden State Warriors and just in a short period of time just drain everything. And then you start just sitting there thinking like, well, there we go. We kind of expected it. The thing with the Ravens, with the way that they play, and this is pivotal for Jacksonville, they'll actually make you feel like you have a chance because of who they are and how they're built. They're the most consistently ugly team that still finds a way to win that I think I've ever seen in the National Football League. And when I say that, I'm saying that with all due respect, their identity is just, it's black and blue. It's we're going to fight. you're going to be in it. You're not going to blow us out. We're going to be in it. And all of a sudden, just like that, they can snap their finger and turn from a frog into Cinderella. And it's because of number 8. He's coming home to the state of Florida. We ain't going to talk about the fact that he could have been a Jaguar. We ain't going to talk about the fact that they took Taven Bryant and he was sitting right there. We ain't going to rehash that because we have our quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. But what I will tell you is this. It is a win Sunday coming off of a bye is going to require a total team effort of 60 minutes of pure concentration. Because if you blink your eye, he'll run the ball for 80 yards and score a touchdown. And then that team kind of feeds off of that stuff. So this is why coming off of a bye week, in my opinion, I wouldn't necessarily call it a trap game or a tricky game to come off of a bye week. There are a lot of teams that I would have rather have played coming off of a bye week than one that's going to get up in your chin all day, punch you in the face, and then, oh, by the way, as soon as you think you're in a bar fight in an alley, they got a dude that can turn this thing into something else, and he can go 80 yards in one play. So you get sucked into that thing with Baltimore where this is going to be a slugfest. We're going to hit each other with body punches. We're just going to slug it out. We're going to duke it out. And all of a sudden, bang. They have something that very many people in the league don't have, and that's a guy that can be dynamic. So that's the thing about a game like this and coming off of a bye week and just playing it, period. You think it's one of those black and blue games, and then you got this dude. And whenever they get whenever they get tired of playing around with you, they just turn them loose. Case in point, yesterday, 3-3. They were tied 3-3. All day yesterday with the lowly Carolina Panthers. I blinked my eye and it was 13-3 in the ball game. So this is what they can do to you. So I'm going to talk about the dynamic of the Jaguars having to come off of a bye week and play him. And then why it's important for them to know who they are and who, you know, and what they represent. And I think that'll help them more than anything. Basically what I'm saying is, and I'm going to lead you into this next segment by saying this, don't get caught up with them. Don't let them lull you to sleep. Don't let them play their game. I think if you're Jacksonville, you come off the bye week, you do a little bit of what you did in Kansas City. You come out and throw the kitchen sink at them and you go full on aggression and you try to turn this thing into something that they don't want it to be. And I think you'll have a little bit of a shot. I just gave y'all some silver lining already. But I'll tell you all of that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars after I let you know that today's show is brought to you by our friends over at Total Wine and More. Let me explain something to you. This is tradition I have during Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I hope the weather helps me because I want to drink this stuff called Glühwein, right? And it's where you get all of these little ingredients. You get wine and you mix it together and you make sure you have some allspice. And it's like drinking tea and wine. And where I can get most of those ingredients is at Total Wine and More. So this holiday season, find what you love at Total Wine and More with so many great bottles to choose from. It's easy to find a new favorite Cabernet or Chardonnay or the perfect gifts for everyone on your list with some help from a friendly guide. And with all that confidence of knowing you found something special for the lowest price, love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More, curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. And please, be 21 to drink. And even if you're 21, make sure you drink responsibly. Today's show is also brought to you by Turo. Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. That's right. With Turo, you can book any car you want, whether you want it from a community or a local host across the U.S., U.K., Canada, and coming soon to Australia. Forget boring rental cars and find your drive at Turo.com. Turo is the world's largest car sharing marketplace. That's right. Book an SUV or a minivan for a family trip, a pickup truck for some errands, or even test drive an EV. That's right, an electric vehicle. Every trip is backed by liability insurance. Terms and conditions apply. Forget boring rental cars and find your drive at Turo. Now, I was able to do Turo when I was in Orlando, and I'm telling you, it is absolutely awesome. I got a chance to sit in and drive a Tesla for the first time. And let me tell you something. You don't have to go to a dealer to test drive these cars. You can do it at Turo. Make sure you. Check out Turo.com. That's T-U-R-O for all of your car marketplace needs. All right, man. So running it down here on Locked On Jaguars, coming off of a bye week. I hope everyone enjoyed last week. Watching the NFL without watching and paying attention to the Jaguars is really, really weird. I think it's a little bit boring. And the reason why it gets that way sometimes is because you don't have this rooting interest in you know, to pay attention to your team. We still want to win games, but what the Jags want and what I want is to see development. I talked about this early in the season to where hopefully they won enough games to keep everyone interested, or they got to the point where there was something happening and you saw something developing that you knew was going to allow this team to at some point turn that corner and start being the model of consistency and the model of competitiveness, much like the opponent that they're playing this Sunday in Baltimore. And I think we've seen a glimpse of it, and I'm going to tell you what it is. The development of Tyson Campbell and Andre Sisco in the secondary. Everyone is still waiting for Devin Lloyd and Trayvon Walker and those guys up front to give the kind of effort that they saw in the first few weeks of the season. And you saw it a couple of weeks ago when they won the game in the second half against Oakland. So everyone kind of wants to start seeing that again. But you've seen it on offense. And what I mean by that is you've seen Trevor Lawrence now have two consecutive games where he's looked like a top-tier quarterback in the NFL. And for about 4 or 5 weeks in a row after they made the James Robinson trade, you definitely saw Travis Etienne looking the part. You've also seen Christian Kirk step up. Even in losses, Christian Kirk has stepped up, become a number one type receiver. So you think back to some games and some of the games where you really, really thought, man, this team, if they'd have pulled this out, they could have won these games. You think back to the contest versus Denver. You think back to the contest with Houston. And you look at those games, and the Jags are 3-7, and they could very, very easily be 5-5. And if you really want to get technical, they had a couple of other games where they were really, really close to winning. And you think, damn, man, they could be right there. They could be right there, 5-5, 6-4, coming off of a bye week. We saw some teams yesterday fighting for their playoff lives, and they're still hanging around on the back end of that wild card. So it's almost as if you're saying they were that close. They were that close to being still in the playoff hunt and still giving us hope. But you're not all the way out of or exhausted. You haven't exhausted all of your optimism. And that's because you're starting to see them find out who they are as a football team. With the consistent play of those players that I just mentioned, now you're starting to see glimpses of, okay, these are the people that's going to be here. These are the guys that they're absolutely building around. What else do they need? And that's why I went through the inventory last week. The Jaguars have to know who they are when they take that field Sunday. They have to realize, and they can watch film of the games yesterday. They can look at film over the last couple of weeks when they made the comeback from being down 17-0 against the Raiders, when they blew opportunities while they were making a comeback on the road against the Chiefs. They have to know that if they're aggressive and if they don't have these little lapses of concentration, that they really give themselves a chance to win these games. They can do that this week against Baltimore. And I know y'all saying, wait, come on, you're just trying to be optimistic, man. You said that they could beat Kansas City. No, I am. You're right. I am being optimistic. And I am looking at the glasses half full. And I am trying to find some optimism and things to actually make me realize, even at 3-7, that this team still has a lot of things to play for. You know, they can still finish above 500. They got to go 5-2. But they can still, no, they got to go more than that. They got to go 6-1. If they go 6-1, they can finish above 500. They go 7-0, they can really do it and be 10-7. Now, I know that's a whole bunch to ask with the schedule that they have coming down the stretch. But it would be nice to see them and know them that they found who they are and they found their identity as they head into next season. That's what you're looking for them to do. You're looking for them to close strongly down the stretch so they can find out who they are and they can have an idea of what they are from an identity purpose. And I think they're getting closer to that with Etienne and Lawrence playing the way they and Kirk playing the way they have offensively, with the fact that you know Calvin Ridley is most likely going to be on this team come at the early part of next season, and he's a big-time player. It's almost like they got him for free, if you ask me, knowing that they're going to add more draft picks and possibly add one or two more free agents, and knowing that at least Tyson Campbell is a shutdown corner and Andre Sisco is a you-better-pay-a-tax-for-this-real-estate type free safety where he's been knocking people all over the place and intercepting balls. Remember, he has a pick six earlier this year as well. So that's some stuff you never had, and you really never had it from guys 24 years old. So you can now understand and see what I mean by this team shaping itself and forming its identity. I want the offensive line to continue to play well, better than they did against Kansas City, of course. And then I want to continue to see the continued development of Devin Lloyd and as well Trevon Walker. Coming down the stretch, coming off of a bye, that's huge. This ain't necessarily the team you want to do it against because they are probably exactly what you're trying to be, which is a team with an identity. But they're silver lining because they didn't play well yesterday. And they have some injuries and they're banged up a little bit at their skill positions. And you're not overmatched with their skill players. What the Jaguars have to do, how they have to get that done, and who's going to be pivotal for it to happen? I'll tell you all about that here as I clear my throat and get myself together. On the third and final segment of Locked On Jaguars, we appreciate you making us your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports Today, from the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports. Go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today is available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. All right, y'all, I got to let you guys know that today's show is also sponsored and brought to you by Prize Picks. And this is one of my favorites, man, because Prize Picks, I played yesterday and I almost got it, but I didn't. What is it that I almost got? Well, I almost won Prize Picks because it's my daily fantasy game that I play every single Sunday, and I also do it on Monday too, where you pick, you see the daily entries, and Prize Picks, you have to decide and determine whether it's more or less on Prize Picks. It's really, really simple. All you got to do is go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com on your PC or your phone. Make sure when you log in as a first-time user, you use the promo code Locked On. What will happen is you'll get a 100% deposit match of up to $100. If you deposit $100, they'll give you $100. If you deposit $50, they'll give you $50. Now, you want to be right about whether or not you know who can play more. One thing you can do is, if you have your own fantasy football team, use your own guys. You know them better than anybody, and look at the projection and then say whether or not you think it'll be more or less. Make sure you download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First time users, as I said, use the promo code Locked On and you'll get a 100% instant deposit match of up to $100. Get on it now, man. Prize Picks is as much fun as you're going to have playing daily fantasy sports. And make sure you use that promo code Locked On. All right, man, running through it here on this beautiful, lovely day in North Florida. What is it, about 58, 60 degrees outside? It's perfect weather. It's a good time for the Jaguars to come back off of a bye also, because they get a chance to start proving and showing themselves. So I watched the games yesterday, and I peeked in on this week's opponent, the Baltimore Ravens. Nothing to scare you. I mean, they're still very active on defense. The two middle linebackers, Patrick McQueen and Roquan Smith, they're going to be a handful. They're going to be a big-time handful for the offensive line and Travis Etienne to try to navigate through. Calais Campbell's coming back home. He's still at it. He had a sack yesterday in leading the Baltimore Ravens to a 13-3 victory at home a real lackluster performance offensively, though. DeMarcus Robinson had 9 catches for 128 yards. He was the man of the hour in terms of catching the ball from Lamar Jackson. But the Ravens, they were pretty much contained on the ground. Lamar Jackson had 31 yards rushing, 115 yards total for the Ravens. They did continue to run the ball. They ran it 30 times, and they threw it 33 times. So nothing to really write home about in terms of their effort, but that's what they do. They give you nothing to write home about, and then all of a sudden they step up and make the plays when they have to be made. They still got Jason Pierre-Paul, so they're long and they're angular on the defensive line. Here's what the Jaguars got to do, man. If they have any shot at winning this game, they have to be aggressive. They have to score early, score often, get out to a good lead, protect the football. Don't allow Marlon Humphrey and especially Marcus Peters to bait you into something, because he's a master, especially Peters, at manipulating the quarterback and getting interceptions. But they just don't turn the ball over, don't get behind the sticks, and they'll have a really, really good chance to fight through with the Ravens. Like I said, with the Ravens, it's all about, they are a team that has their identity and they understand who they are. The Jaguars are a team that's really trying to find their identity and find out who they are. The Ravens will not be pushed around, but you can get them to the point where they're not having a great day. And it could be one of those Buffalo-type games from last year. It could be like one of those Buffalo-type games from last year. So it's the team with the identity versus the team that's sitting here trying to find one, and it's going to be a very, very good matchup and game to pay attention to this week is if the Jaguars. This would be a good win, man. If they can get this one, then they can start thinking. If you win this one, you think you can win anything. You think you can beat anybody, because Baltimore is a seriously, seriously tough team to be having to deal with, whether you're coming off of a bye or not coming off of a bye. So as we look ahead to this week, we are doing our crossover. It'll be available to you. I'm going to try to put it out very, very early, like midnight between Wednesday and Thursday. So you'll have it on Turkey Day for you to hear a crossover with me and Kevin Ostreicher from Locked On Ravens. We'll do shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and, of course, we'll do another Locked On Friday as we get you ready for this weekend's game and give you the keys to victory and all of that stuff. We'll pay attention to the injury reports to see if both teams will be healthy, to give you some idea of what your matchup should be and whether you can get those prize picks right also. So big week. I'll tell you a story. My favorite day of the year, my favorite night of the year is the night before Thanksgiving. And the reason why is because my grandmother used to let me stay up with her all night. And not going to tell you not whether she gave me a little wine or not while she was cooking and listening to her old Motown music. But just the care that I saw her put into the meal, my grandmother would make like 30 pies. The care I saw her put into the meal. And as I got older, I was the one out smoking the turkey with my uncles and any other grilled meat that had to be cooked, because we had a huge family. So I was the one who started out by watching and observing, but then I eventually started taking over the grill and just taking over the smoker and making sure all of the proteins were good for that holiday. So it's always been my favorite time of the year, and it's a chance for everyone to get together and just celebrate each other. So I'm looking forward to that this week, man, and I hope you guys have a great week, and I hope the Jaguars have a great week of preparation too for this game against the Baltimore Ravens. All right, man, we'll get with you on another episode of Locked On Jaguars tomorrow. Until then, take care of each other, and we'll see you next time.